I guess he probably wasn't too much of an egomaniac, not too much narcissism going on there.
Well, with me, he wasn't. However, remember when that song called The Death of the Fitzgeralds was going on, Gordon Lightfoot, remember that old tune? Well, anyway, that was a big smash hit. You remember that, of course. And one of the chinks in Larry's armor was that he had written a song about the same ship, 27 men gone down. It was bear no resemblance whatsoever to that epic song that Lightfoot wrote. There was nothing in common except it was about the same ship. The songs came out about the same time, and Larry would go around saying, well, he stole that song from me, you know. It was kind of a riot, and I never challenged him on it. I had so much respect for him, I suppose I could have given him a healthy dose of skepticism, but if he wanted to believe that, that was okay. Also, he had other things that he did. For one thing, somebody would ask him, hey, can you do a Dylan tune? He'd say, no, I don't do Dylan. He doesn't do me.
Well, turnabout is fair play, right?
Oh, he had enough of an ego to continue with what he was doing. I suppose that's one of those really deep philosophical things. But you have to have a strong identity to go out there and place yourself in public in front of people. I'm sure you know that.